Praise Jesus much, children of God. Brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren of the holy angels. Brethren of the holy ones in heaven. And warming up, we get back there. And we are more than conquerors in Jerusalem of heaven. We will be just with them forever. Try by the Spirit of God. Remain preparing you. First, try to prepare ourselves by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord for all you the first new people in the physical eyes. But our home is heaven, we came from there.
Question
one thing, hold the way of salvation, the way to back to heaven, and we go back to the Father we speak of every day. And we say, Father is in heaven. The question to be in you, you the child, what are you doing on the world? Perhaps you came this world aligned, get back to your Father.
So
don't be confused, made lost by these generations and the deception of this world. But hold the light of the Word of God. It will lighten your rich home in heaven. We thank God for that.
You've
been asked that to spearhead and lead it. To bring the Book of Remembrance to entire nations and worlds. That our home is heaven.
Let's
get lost on this way which we are in. Because we are strangers. We thank God for all the testimonies.
There's
a sister who's gotten wild in giving a testimony. There are things which get beyond you. But things that gotten beyond her. But God has set them free. Because their journey has been very long.
The
grace of God has helped them. And we give Him back glory and honor. All you got is brought you from somewhere. But us is rich in this place.
When
things which failed, they have to get away.
But
it's new generation. Everyone come, they become a new creation. All things get renewed in their lives. Not only those, but only people neighboring them. They begin to share of the goodness of God. Give glory and honor to God. I was done good to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are meant to move with a service which speaks of tithe and offerings and the riches God has given us. Take the poor from our midst. All of us work spiritual and physical. But we stopped it because of the resting. We come start that what God has revealed us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This day, I want us to study of that word.
It's
called Okutizibu Obuja.
Okuzo
Obuja.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You have spoken it much on this nation.
Uganda,
that the nation of Uganda, out of it will come revival.
Restoration,
and restoration which is powerful.
We
want to see what does it mean. Find many churches and different ministries and speaks of the word revival. And the restoration.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the Bible, they mean what?
Uganda
can be proclaimed upon that word.
Revival.
That revival. To revive things. And restoration. A great restoration. It comes from the nation Uganda. In God's final work on the planet Earth. What do they mean? Because many here we are on revival.
I hear
Restoration Church. But what does that mean? So I'm going to read few scriptures. I take you in those who have come give this prophecy. The prophecy in the Bible.
Prophecy
from the Australians. Prophecy spoken in the history. I want you also to join
us. European
explorers have come to seek the River Nile. We are going to hear of it.
There
is a prophecy which has come being released in this year 2019 through Ben Hinn from America.
He's
what? A prophet or what?
Wanji?
He's a pastor.
He's
an evangelist, yes. The way he flows.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He was giving a prophecy of the nation of Uganda. What concerned the same revival. But how did it come about? God first rebuked him that he fell 20 years back. And he left the gospel of truth and was apologizing the entire world.
So
now we want to know of those.
And
understand that indeed it's right. After his repentance, still he was told.
Uganda.
Great revival is to come from Uganda. He said that brethren and friends, they are going to hate him over what he has been speaking. But he said, instead of chasing him from heaven,
his
brethren and his friends tell them hate him. It means
we got
to speak truth. Let's get strengthened.
Accept
that the call on this nation. Let's be strengthened.
Because
the truth. We apologize over things like changing the gospel. Stop preaching the gospel of the kingdom and righteousness. And he preached the financial gospel of prosperity. And he repented. Apologized. He said they have corrupted the world much. Apologized for selling blessings. Apologized for asking for money.
And
those he prayed for. You think, is this not true? For no matter when,
we promised
it will reach everywhere. When we began to speak, most said, are you going to change the world, you, a few of you? You alone who speak the truth.
Great
men are out there speak whatever they find. And we say no. God sent us
speak
gospel of the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The word revival, it comes. It first means to take back things on their originality, on their normal, as they were initially. And the word restoration, to renew things which had gotten faulted and perverted. And we renew them. But Bible speaks of what on it.
We
promise to come from our nation, spread the entire world. From the nation of Uganda. And we work with our friends. All who love God in the entire world.
Means
the greatest revival
and
restoration
is to
come from the nation Uganda to spread the entire world. But it means what? And Bible speaks what of it? How does it happen?
Kubanga waliwo ebiro
for their seasons
okuva mwaka gwa 2005
from 2005
paka ne leero
up to today
nga tuwulira boogera ku revival.
Here they speak of revival.
Naye nga waliwo ebintu ntu ebibeerayo kyokka abantu tebamanyi nakyo kitegeeza.
Things which are and people don't know what it means.
Naye nyonta ya revival.
But the purpose of revival.
Oba okuddizibwa obujja.
The revival.
N'okuzza ebintu byonna mu original.
And to restore things to their originality. As they were initially.
Nga abantu bakulinako ennyonta.
And people have a thirst of it.
Naye nga tebamanyi kiyinza kakubeera kitya.
Don't know how it can be.
Bw'oba osoma Mbebulaniya.
When you read Hebrews.
Bible eraga.
Bible shows.
Nti revival.
That revival. It happened once. That's what we call the New Testament. Come to revive things which had faltered in the Old Testament. Praise Jesus.
Revival.
Revival. In the Bible. It means the New Testament. Which came to correct things faltered in the Old Testament. And it means that
there's
someone to make revival. Has to look at the things which were corrected. If they have come to be faltered again,
he
take them back as they were.
Ejo tubadde kye tukole banga lera tujja chikola paka.
What been or doing all longer we shall do it forever.
Kubanga agamba nti singa tuwabawo kunenyezebwa.
If there was no faults in the Old Testament.
Singa tuwabawo nsobi.
If there wasn't a fault.
Mwebi ebibera bibawereddwa okukolebwa.
Things given you to be done.
Ngechigambo cha Katonda bwe
kiri. As the word of God is.
Then tuwabirawo banga lya ndagaano
mpya. There is no space for New Testament.
Naye okusiŋŋaana nga tukoze.
But finding
ensobi.
We've committed faults.
Era ebintu nga tubikyamize.
Things we've perverted them.
Asindika ekiyitibwa revival.
He sends what is called revival.
Babu yasindika endagaano.
As he sent the New Testament, correct what had been faulted.
So,
briefly get back Hebrews chapter
8.
Verse 7, we are told like this.
Hebrews chapter 8
from verse 7.
Kubanga endagaano eri ey'olubereberye, singa tebaliko kyakunenyezebwa. Tewandi nonyezebwa banga eri eyokubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Singa endagaano eri eyolubereberye.
The first covenant.
Yendagaano enkadde ya Bible.
The Old Testament of the Bible.
Yevira dala kulubereberye.
It's what cometh from Genesis.
Okutukira dala ku nabbi Malachi.
To reaching the prophet Malachi.
Ndi singa tiyali mukya kunenyezebwa.
It had no faults in it.
Tewandi baddo ndagaano
yakubiri. It wouldn't have been the second covenant.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Endagaano enkadde sigamba nti yalina ensobi.
The Old Testament is not what held faults.
Naye ffe twali tusobezza.
But us who faulted.
Ebyatulagirwamu.
Things commanded us in it.
Era kigambibwa nti ensobi yasiŋŋaanibwa ffe tugirina.
Faults we are found us having it.
Nga ffe tukoze ebyalagirwa ekifuula nnenge.
Us who have commanded things which we are commanded we did upside down.
Nga tuddemu mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Subtracted from the word of God.
Nga tuwongeddemu.
We've added in it.
N'okunyoola amakulu.
Even twisting the meaning. That brings
revival.
It's called the New Testament.
Correct
what we subtracted and added in ours. To correct things which are twisted.
And we
are preached upside down.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Kati mulunyo oluddako lwo munana aga.
Now in the next verse 8 it says.
Simanyo wa Bible ya Luganda ekyogera
bulungi. I don't know whether your Luganda Bible speaks of it well.
Abebulaniya. Abebulaniya esuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Hebrews chapter 8 in the verse 8.
Olw'okubasanga n'ensobi bw'abanenya kyava ayogera nti, laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama, bwe ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
nti naye bw'abasiŋŋaana n'ensobi.
That when he found them with faults.
Kitegeeza ng'endagaano enkadde.
As the Old Testament.
Bible.
The Bible.
Si yalina ensobi.
It's not what which had faults.
Naye ffe twali tugisobezza.
Which we had faulted it.
Nga tunyodde amakulu g'ebyawandiikibwa.
Twisted meaning of scriptures.
Nga tutoddemu.
And subtracted from them.
Nga tuwongeddemu.
And added in them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati bw'asiŋŋaana tulina ensobi.
He found us with faults.
Ng'ebintu tebiri ku mulamwa gwabyo nga birina okutambula.
Things are not on their rightful meaning as they are meant to.
Atuma agenda okulongoosa.
Sent the one to come correct.
Akole revival.
To cause a revival.
Aze ebintu nga bwe byali.
Take back things how they were.
Origino yabyo.
In their originality.
Mu mazima gaabyo.
In their truthfulness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
kugamba abantu bangi boogera ku kigambo revival.
People speak of word revival.
Iranga bwekyogerwa ku gwanga
lyaffe. That's spoken over our nation.
Ya kuvamu revival.
Out of will come revival.
N'okuddizibwa obujja okw'amaanyi.
Great restoration.
Okugenda okubuna ensi yonna.
Which is to spread the entire world.
Naye abagenda okikola tukola kiki?
Those to do it, what are we doing?
Omanyi?
You know, I reached in some churches of revival.
Others,
they call restoration ministries.
But
to ask, what are they doing? What they're up to, they don't understand it. Not campaigning and speaking wrong of others. How can you enter a work you don't know of?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As a
nation which has experienced great revival,
it
restored things how they were.
What
are we doing and what's wrong which is in place?
For
we must know things which were faulted.
And
we correct them back to how they were meant to be. For example, as in Matthew 10, the verse 7,
and
8, when he brought a command like this, Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunya olw'omunaana, muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa, nammwe muwenga buwa.
Nti ekiragiro bwe kifuluma Matayo esula eno ey'ekkumi.
Command comes in the Matthew 10.
Olunya olw'omusanvu kigamba.
Verse 7 it says.
Bwe mutambula muwulire enjiri obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Preach the kingdom of heaven.
Oyinza kati osiŋŋaana abandi tambudde babuulira eggulu.
Move preaching heaven.
Ate babuulira kicho
kitwali. They are preaching taking.
Waliwo amaanyi.
There is power. I see the hand of God.
Ekyo kiba kyetaaga okuddizibwa obujja.
That needs to be revived.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Nti muwonyenga endwadde.
That heal sickness.
Muzuukize.
Raise the dead.
Mugobe emizimu.
Cast demons.
Muweereddwa buwa.
Freely you're given.
Namwe muwe buwa.
You too freely gave.
Bw'osiŋŋaana abasimbisa layini ku byamagero.
Those lining up on miracles.
Naye ekyo kitegeeza ekyo kyasoba bayina okizaayo nga bwe
kyakolebwa. That was faulted. It has to be revived to how it was initially.
Kubanga togenda kulabayo nabbi newankubadde omutume.
Not the prophet nor the apostle.
Eyasimbisa abantu ku byamagero ne sente
ez'enjawulo. People line up with miracles and with money.
Kitegeeza bano babeera baasobya.
Means these ones are faulted.
Eby'endagaano zombiri.
Things of both covenants.
Endagaano enkadde.
The Old Testament.
Endagaano empya nga baabisobya.
The New Testament, they are faulted them.
Nga twetaaga biriviving abiddeyo.
It revived them to back
nga bwe byalina okubeera.
How they meant to be.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekyo nkuleetedde ekyokulabirako ekimu ku ebyo.
Brought you an example, one of those.
Ekiragiro Mukama waffe Yesu kye yatuwa.
The command Jesus gave us.
Kugenda kubuulira obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Go preach the kingdom of heaven.
Kutegeeza abantu ggulu n'ebirimu n'engeri gye banaagendayo.
Heaven and what's there and how they will go there.
Oluvannyuma tuwonyenga.
After we heal.
Tuzuukiza abafu.
Raise the dead.
Tugobe n'emizimu.
And chase demons.
N'ateekako nti n'amaanyi agakola ebyo gatuweereddwa buwa.
Power to do that freely has been given us.
Naffe tuwe buwa.
We too we freely gave.
Kati bw'osiŋŋaana.
Now if you find.
Ng'oli asimbisa layini.
Someone makes people line up.
Ng'asigisa ensigo olyoke owonyezebwe.
And they sow a seed that you'll be healed.
Omanya ebintu byasoba birina okuddizibwayo nga bwe byalina okuba.
Rotten, faulted, they have to be revived to how they were.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ekigambo revival kyogeddwa emirundi
mingi. What revival has been spoken many times.
Oba okuddizibwa obujja.
The word revival.
Oba restoration.
The restoration.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tekinyonyolwa tetukimanyi.
Explain, we don't know it.
Tebamanyi bagenda kukikola.
Don't know how they are to do it.
Wabula nga bawulira kinyuma.
But here it is interesting to speak of it.
Revival church.
Revival church.
Ngawulira kinyuma.
You feel it's interesting.
Restoration church.
Restoration okuddizibwa obujja.
Ngulira kinyuma naye nga tosobola sangayo mulimu ogwo nga
tuguli. You can't find that work there is not there.
So tulowooze ku kigambo ekyo.
Let's think of that work.
Nga kyayogerwa ku gwanga lyaffe.
It was spoken over our nation.
Era kize kyogerwa kikyayogerwa.
It's spoken, they're still speaking it.
Nti revival eri ey'amaanyi nga ey'omuggulu.
Great revival.
Yakuva mu Uganda okubuna ensi.
Come from Uganda spread the entire world.
Naye bategeeza ki?
But they mean what?
Ekyo kyatunyonnyodde.
What is explained us.
Nti bwatusiŋŋaana n'ensobi.
When he found us with faults.
Gye twakolamu ebyo by'endagaano enkadde.
The Old Testament.
N'asindika endagaano empya erimu okulongoosa.
New Testament which came to correct.
N'okuzzaayo ebintu nga bwe byali.
Revive things how they were.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Asubira oyina ky'ogenda maaso n'okutegeera.
Hope is something you move on to understand.
So ebiseera ebisinga.
Now many times.
Abantu boogera ebigambo.
People speak words.
Era ne bawulira nga birabika birungi.
And they hear as if they are nice.
Okwesembereza.
To be drawn to. Our Lord Jesus, when he reaches the world, because the work which had brought him
is
to restore, revive things how they were.
Yagamba abana ba Israeli.
He told the Israelites.
Okusinzira Matayo sura ne yokutana.
According to Matthew chapter 5. In the verse 17.
Matayo esure yokutano nolunyiriri ole 17.
Matthew 5 from verse 17.
Temulowoza nganti najja kudibya mateeka oba ebyaba nabbi. Sajja kudibya wabulo okutuukiriza.
Yabagamba bannange.
He told them, friend.
Temulowoza nti najja kudibya mateeka ne bannabbi.
Don't you think I came to abolish the laws and the prophets?
Sajja kudibya.
I did not come to abolish them.
Naye okugatuukiriza nga bwe galina okuba.
But to fulfill them how they are meant to be.
Yajja kukola revival mu bintu
bino. Came to revive these things.
Okusingana abaana ba Isirayiri.
Finding the Israelites.
Nga basobezze ebyateekebwa mu ndagaano enkadde.
And they quoted what was put in the Old Testament.
Nga batoddemu nga bongeddemu.
That subtracted added in them.
Najja bitereze bideyo nga bwe byalina okuba.
And correct them, revive them to how they were meant to be.
Era tewali bayo revival ndala.
It will never be any other revival.
Kubanga revival yakolebwa eri emu ndagaano mpya.
Revival which was made is one, the New Testament.
Yali etereze ebyali bisobaganye mu ndagaano enkadde.
Corrected what been faulted in the Old Testament.
Kati ffe nga Uganda.
Now we as Uganda.
Nemikwano gyaffe.
And our friends.
Ne mwenna abaagala Katonda mu nsi yonna.
All who love God in the entire world.
Ku kigambo kino eky'okukola revival.
This word of making revival.
Ekyasinze mu nsi yonna.
The greatest in the entire world.
Eresimbayo.
And the last.
Olw'omulimu gwa Katonda.
God's final work in the planet Earth. Basically, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Both God look things God faulted. Both God commanded us. As Old Testament is. Those he explained us. As the New Testament is. Faulted, they're not done as they meant to be.
Then today we
go back correct them. For example, this day, Jesus comes back to for the church. Which has not spot nor wrinkle. But what we see in Ephesians 5. Verse
22-27.
But if you see the church which is being built. And they are buildings. And you ask.
The
one coming back for church is coming for buildings. Or you the people.
And
that needs to be revived. Take back to the rightful church.
So
you are not the buildings. The buildings to be synagogues of the church.
That's
something on the word revival. Jesus did call the church to be the building. Not even apostles. Those are on us who have erred.
Ephesians,
I'm to give you examples.
Yes,
I introduce what concerns
revival.
With revival and to be restored.
Restoration
from the nation Uganda all over the entire world. They mean what? Ephesians 5:25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa neyewaayo ku lwayo 26 alyoka agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo 27 alyoka agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti ekyokulabirako.
That an example.
Ndi abakazi baagalenga abasajja baagale nnyo bakazi.
Men to love much their wives.
Nga Kristo yagale kanisa n'agifiirira.
As Christ loved the church, he died for it.
Ekibuzo yafiirira kisimbe.
The question, he died for the building.
Ekanisa kyeki?
What is church?
Mbunaji nimansirako n'aginaza nga ajimansirako amazzi mu kigambo.
Sprinkling it with water through the
water. Ndi okaje eno ne
for it.
Ekanisa etayina bala niwankubadde olufunyiro.
Without spot nor wrinkle.
Kati ffe mu nsi yonna nga bona bembeera bwimbi.
Entire world as the situation standing.
Ebizimbe bingi ebizimbibwa okubeera ekanisa.
Are built to be charged.
Ebiguru mivunno.
Very storied building.
N'ebirala byakyusa amannya.
And others change the name.
Biyitibwa church, cathedral church.
They are called cathedral church.
Kwigamba nga tubitaddeko omulaka gw'amaani.
Attached much emphasis on them. Netwera
byozimba mu kanisa.
Forgotten build you the church.
So kitegeeza.
Now it means.
Kiba kyasoba ekyo nga kyetaaga okuliviving okukizaayo nga bwe kirina okubeera.
God revived to how it is meant to be.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyo kye twogerako okuzzaayo ebintu nga bwe byali.
That's what we speak, take back things how they were.
Okureviving, okubizzaayo. Nga bwe byali.
As they were.
Obanga birina okubeera.
As they are meant to be.
Okubirestoring.
To restoring them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eyo manya abantu bangi boogera ku kigambo.
Many people speak of that word.
Manya abali bakiwulidde.
How many have ever heard of that?
Kigambo revival.
The word revival.
Muli bangi.
You are many.
Mwali mutegeera ki?
What were you understanding in it?
Someone
can say, Apostle, you speak much. We knew revival which you are meant to be doing. How many of us have something to speak? What you understood by the word revival before? Those who went to do revival move to dance things and expose their privacy to us.
I've
seen a church here making revival. I've never seen it. Have you ever seen it? Where? Before you understand the meaning of the word, what are you to do about it? This is not scorning your son of you. Some of you say,
Possibly
he scorns everything he finds.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
Our Lord,
Jesus, when he made revival called New Testament,
he
wrecked what faulted in the Old Testament.
You
reached a time, and the Pharisee told him, now our master. A person chased a woman over every reason. He told them,
the beginning
how it began to be. God created one man and one woman. He joined them, become one person. Now, what God joined on when separated, they told him, why did Moses in the
middle
write a letter to chase a woman? He told them it was hardening of your hearts. But Moses accepted
it.
From the beginning, it wasn't like that. Whoever chased a woman, marry the one who chased, except for adultery. They too commit adultery. Revived, they asked him.
He said, as it was, we take it back
as it was. Many things got faulted in the church.
I don't know
this work is very big.
Let's
ask Matthew 19, you see.
It
connects you how revival moves. They made revival, they ever made it.
Matayo esule ye 19 n'olunyiri olw'okusatu.
Matthew 19 and verse 3.
Abafalisayo ne bajja gyali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo. Olw'okuna n'addamu n'abagamba nti temusoma nti oyo eyabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi.
Abafalisayo
baamubuuza. The Pharisees asked him,
omuntu ayinza okugoba omukazi olwabuli nsonga
gy'awulira. Person chased a woman over every reason they have felt, that I took her, she's slim and she's grown fat. I took her with a bum. She has a breast and sharp and is pointed like an arrow. But eventually it fell down. She breastfed and the breast fell. I've chased her. Genesis chapter 2. Don't you know how it was? Genesis
2
verse 20. And to 24. How were they?
Took
them back. Things were like this.
Genesis 2 verse 24. Omuntu n'abituuma amannya buli nsolo n'ekibuuka waggulu na buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko. Naye omuntu atannalaba mubeezi amusaanira. Olwabirimu olumu, Mukama Katonda n'aleetera omuntu otulo tungi ne yeebaka. N'amuggyamu olubirizi lumu n'azzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo. 22. Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubirizi lwajje muntu okuba omukazi n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Nnyonyola 2:3. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange. Ye nnyama evudde mu nnyama yange. naye anaayitibwanga mukazi kubanga ajjiddwa mu musajja. Olinnya olwabiri mu ennya, omusajja kyanaavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we, nabo banaabanga omubiri gumu. Olinnya olwabiri mu ettaano, bombi baali
bwereere.
N'abazaayo mu luberebere n'abagamba ebintu byali bitya,
okussaayo ebintu nga bwe byali mu ntandikwa.
Could they have originality?
To their originality.
Nga chari chitia.
How was it?
Icho chibaita revival.
That's what they called revival.
Chibaita restoration.
That's what they called restoration.
Okurestoring ebintu okubiza nga bwe byali
newing. As they were initially.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bone bamugamba kati oba byali bwe bito kulubereberi.
Told people to start in the beginning.
Wati wakati awo.
Why in the middle?
Musa yatugamba tuandike
baruwa ego. Moses told us write a letter chest women.
Tuze yuko Mathayo 19.
Take us back Matthew 19 we see.
Mathayo esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olwokona.
Matthew 19 and verse 4.
Nadamu nagamba nti temusoma nti oyo yabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi. Olwokutaano nagamba nti omuntu kyanaavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina yeetabe ne mukazi we, nabo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Olinnya olw'omukaaga, obutaba babiri nate naye omubiri gumu. Kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu omuntu takyawulangamu. Olinnya olw'omusanvu, ne bamugamba nti kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa ey'okwawukana?
Ne bamusimba ekibuuzo.
My question.
Nga Musa yatugamba.
Say Moses told us.
Ngebyoluberebero bijjeko kuba byali eri mu
luberebero. Besides Genesis 4 it was there in the beginning.
Ketupatukene bintu tukolanga bwetuwaga.
We did things as we wanted.
Musa natugamba mu chamateka abiri mu
24.
Tuandike barua tugo.
Right, letter chess women.
Soma yo mu chamateka ola.
Read Deuteronomy we see.
Chamateka olwo kubiri esule ya 2 mwenya n'olunyiriryo olusooka.
Deuteronomy chapter 24 from verse 1.
Omusajja bwatwalanga omukazi n'amuwasa. Kale olunaatuukanga bw'ataaganjenga n'akatono mu maaso ge kubanga alabye ku ye ekitali kirungi, anaamuwandiikiranga ebbaluwa ey'okumugoba.
Ne bamugamba sebo Yesu ogambye.
Jesus you say
mbuno simanyi ku lubereberye
that in the beginning
esule y'okubiri
Genesis 2
20-24 mbuno byali bwebi
that they were like that
ati eno wakati lwaki twabikola bwetu
middle how and why did we do them like this.
Lwaki?
Why?
Musa yatugamba tuandike tugobe.
Moses told us write letter chesa women.
Gamu chama teka abili munya.
Deuteronomy 24. Verse 1 to 3.
Wansi na abagamba.
Down he told them.
Echo yensubi je mwakula yinyine.
The mistake exactly you did.
This is the fault is it why you ongera mu febe nyine nga tuongera mu.
Added in ourselves.
Na abagamba bwali kwa kanyavu bwa mitima.
Told them it was hardening of your heart.
Bwuri na answer damu wasi.
Listen the answer which follows.
Mathayo 19.
In the Matthew 19.
Mathayo esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olwa musanvu.
Matthew chapter 19 and verse 7.
Ne bamugamba nti kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa ey'okwawukana alyoka amugobe. Olinnya olw'omunaana, n'abagamba nti olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima gyammwe Musa kye yava akkiriza mugobenga abakazi bammwe. Naye okuva ku lubereberye ekyali bwe kityo.
N'abagamba
it says
olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima
gyammwe hardening of your hearts.
Musa kyeyava abagamba mugobe abakazi bammwe.
Moses told you chase your women.
Naye nkamba buli revival ekola bwetyo.
Revival does this.
Ekintu kyali bwe kityo eri
ku lubereberye. It was like this in the beginning.
Omanyi Musa bwe batuuka mu kkubo eyo wakati.
Moses when they reached the middle of the way.
Yali yatoyedde amateeka.
He had already sent for the laws.
Nkama nga bwe yagamba.
As God gave them to him.
Gatulina kwegomba mukazi wa
muno. They desire a woman of another.
Batukeyo mukubo sebo.
They reach on the way them.
Abalete byempisa eze misi.
Bring the issues of things of Egypt.
Mukama agamba.
God says.
Laba mazo kumujemera.
After they rebelled against him.
Yabo amateka agatali marungi.
Gave them laws which are not gods.
Ne biragomba tagenda kubera bala kubanga bali bakakanyavu.
By which they will not live for they were hardened in hearts.
Kati wakati awo bayongera mu ebintu nenga Katonda byo okusindira kubiri ku mitima
gyabwe. God gave them according what's in their hearts.
Ebyo Yesu yajja okutereeza.
Those Jesus came correct revive them.
Mwezekeri.
In Ezekiel.
Esule ya 20.
Chapter 20.
Nywa bimwesa tunokukia.
Verse 23 and down.
Bano baba oroboka kanyavu emitima. Baba wa mateka
amafu. Hardening of hearts were given long laws.
Katusome yotu ulire.
Let's read there we hear.
Ezekieli esule ya 20 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu 3.
Ezekiel 20 from verse 23.
Era nate ne mbayimusiza omukono gwange mu ddungu nga ndibasaasaanyiza mu mawanga ne mbataataaganyiza mu nsi nnyingi. Olw'abiri mu 4. Kubanga bali tebatukiriza misango jange. Naye nga baganye amateeka gange. Eranga bononye sabiti zange. Namaso gaabwe gali nga gagoberera ebifaananyi bya bajjajjaabwe. Olunyo lwa 25. Era nate nemba wa mateeka agatali malungi. N'emisango gye batagenda kubeerera mu balamu.
Olabye ekiryawo.
Sin, what is there?
Kwegamba batukeyo mukubo bachankananya katonda.
On the way and they begin to struggle with God.
Katonda mulubiribire bintu yabikola bulala.
God has attached on things which is different. Katonda
omusajja n'omukazi n'abagata bafuko.
Man and the woman joined them be one person.
Bwe bave Misiri
nga batandikogamba. Egypt they say.
Abe Misiri nga bawasanyo.
Those of Egypt married many women.
Ate bagobanga bwe bagadde.
And they chase as they want.
Ne bakayana ne Musa bubi nnyo.
Contented with Moses much.
Kama namugamba.
God told
him,
give them long rolls.
Mbatagena kubera baramu.
Which they will not leave.
Nebiragiro.
And commands.
Era chovola to mara gasoma ndagala nuka dengo okola mu chosoma.
Don't just read Old Testament doing whatever you read there.
Oinoka kasa echaterezwa chechiriwa.
Have to prove that corrected, which one is that?
Ujasoma mbu Solomon na wasaba kazi
ruenda. Solomon married 700 women.
Bunao ba wasa.
That you to marry them.
Ngatomanya yo yali nsobi.
Don't know that was a mistake.
Gwomalaga roze bintu byali kati
nabako. You just think things you see.
Mujamateka esura.
In Deuteronomy.
Yo kuno nyoso kanu
roku. Chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
Yali abagambye temwongera ngamu.
Told them don't add in them.
Sote mutola
ngamu. Do not subtract.
Kati batu kamkubo.
Now they reached the way.
Nebaga ebyoloberebere.
This is the things of the beginning.
Mukazi omusima
msanjo. One woman, one man.
Echo nebachija.
That they took it away.
Nebongera mwecho.
And they added in that one.
Write
a letter just a woman.
Kubanga tonda abawange obukakanyavu emitima
bwebwali. Give them as their hardened hearts were.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Chenjo gena nawe chiri bwecho.
I speak with you is this.
Nti echigambo revival.
That the word revival.
Oba restoration.
Or restoration.
Chitegeza kuze bintu ngabwe byali.
Take back things how they were.
Murigino
yabi the originality
munomo system ngabi atambula
the system how they moved
kwakati bogera mu kanisa nola abasinza na
abatendereza those who praise and worship
nengeri je bamba
and the way they are clothing
ngabi tagalifa ifu kubazayi batendereza ngabati
how they praise
ngabati
mu bible
ngabwirambi
as the bible marks it
ebintu ngabiri chifura
nenge things upside down
bitekeddo kudizibwayo ngabyali
be taken back how they were
katonda mulubirebere sure soka
God in Genesis chapter 1
onyulwasa paka asatu mulu
verse 31
yatonde ebintu byona nalabanga biruji
it all the things is so their God
siwe wao
is it not that
batuka mulubirebere sure yo mwenda
in the Genesis 9
onyulwo kuna naga
verse 4 he said
uri ekirimu obulamu
everything with life
ochirienga
you eat it
ukujja kwa musayigu wacho
except the blood of it
chukabwa atuka mbalevi 10
nemu it's a very stakas 11
nadandiko abana bashayi nabaganga
and the Israelites told them
akati bine bitaza
weko these which do not chew their cards
ebita yaula
bunuru those which do not separate their hosts they are detestable to you
neba akijjawa
but they got it from where
bachija misi
they got it from Egypt
muchirabe cyo kuvesure ya 10
nemu Exodus 12
webagamba kubanga Musa yagamba Farao
for Moses told Pharaoh
nti tujja kuwa ebye mizizeri aba misi
that we shall offer detestable animals to Egyptians
bagende batukuba amayinja
and they will come stone us from here
byali byamuze kuva misi
they were detestable from Egyptians
kubanga kuva kuruberebere katona lya gaya buli ekirimu
obulamu God said everything with life
muriye
you eat
Yesu bwatuka kunsi mu Matayo 15 ngakola liva hivyo
taken revival
yabagambe chingira muntu chinda kwe chono
what it is someone never makes someone clean
bwana bamgasia
and they told him
fere tulianga kubyamuzo nayo tuveko
it detestable things leave us
na katonda atonda atye bintu ebitateredde
God create things not perfected well
katino labannu bambi
Museveni see the advent
yagana revival yo
they refuse the revival that one you see
bwana banafa abaisira
these brethren the Muslims
yani yakiriza ko revival
who they accepted of them revival
mukatoliji
a catholic
gwe bawandikira muchamateka nya obutavuna mira chifana
nicho na don't phone about to any idol
wetwa oyinzo kuba kwata kubona no
bazikira handle a lot of them and power them down
chuka murokole yandi badakiriza
revival naita manje chitegeze revival does it know what it means
subiranti otegera bulunje chiti
bwenda don't expect you understand what's called new testament
kubanga yetule yesembeza obulokozi ne tubutegeera.
What draws salvation that we understand it.
Ulaba nti Yesu kakati mbalevi bagamba ebirina ebinulo tembira biki.
Leviticus, they say that don't eat with those with wolves.
Balevi 10.
Leviticus 11.
Ninga kyavawo.
But it came from where?
Elimu kuva 12.
In Exodus 12.
Abana sayinga bagamba nti ebintu ebimubyambiza eri abamisi.
Some things are detestable to the Egyptians.
Kalaja obaleta ebintu bya Katonda.
Them to brought the things of God.
Nabikwasaganya n'entegera y'ekimisi.
Connected them with understanding of Egyptians.
Kama face bwatuka kunsingo wa revival
bagamba on the world like of revival, he told them
kingina muntu china gwe chiwonona.
Whatever enters someone never makes them angry. For you eat
nichifurume maji
and goes out to toilet
ne bikwonona
by what spoils you
that
post comfort
obwenzi obubi obutamivu
stealing drunkenness
liaga obutamivu kubakulia.
Drunkenness is eating
na kunywa
and drinking.
Oyu wamo na chiita
you pour in it passes
acha chibanga chigenda kubwongo
it goes affect the brain
ngate chiita mbuyisi
and doesn't just pass through. It gets on the brain. That no concern with Matthew
kubanga yagamba kiryo kirya
they say you eat the other
chiita munogende
mind passes you go to toilet
ne chiita chiita muchikwara
kubwongo other doesn't pass out, it touches the mind.
Kakati asingana ba mutume Peter,
how he finds the apostle Peter
eriwa kunyumba wagu
at the house top up
miko ya tume 10
in the acts 10
muenda noku ki
9 and downwards
amugamba ebisolo byo nabyo olabye mu shuka biri
animals you've seen in the shit kill and eat
siri anga kubya
abizo never eaten detestable things
namga sibu atunda byalongosa
tudanga mukora what cleans don't they speak they are not clean
kwika revival ichintu chigaze icho
chola revival is a broad thing you see.
Kakati ba mtume Peter amarovayo
bagenze
mawanga bali dembezi
yawe. The Gentiles eaten their pork with them.
Nemba atanidira.
And ducks and the others.
Bakoma weno mba Yuda.
They come back in the Jews.
Bekweka kweka
and they hide and disguise that they didn't hit pig.
Mtume Paulo na
abana. Apostle Paul spotted them.
Nanga sebo Peter ebintu bakugambye tubirye babirongoseza.
Things they were clean.
Uliwa no wekwa za akota.
Are here pretending.
Era chavali kwa Barumi 14.
So I read in Romans 14.
Integrated dana mu Kristo Yesu.
Come to understand the Christ Jesus.
Adeti chindu chamuzombo tonde
mwa. Nothing is detestable in its nature.
Wamuru ya kiruzo kubecho muzo chamuzo jali.
Detestable, it is detestable to him.
Seri katonda
jori. Not to God, to you.
But revival chigambo chigazi.
Revival is a good
word. Okulaba ebintu ngabwe byali.
See things how they were.
Muntandi
kwa. In the beginning.
Nebwe bitambula.
How they move.
Galero.
As today.
Bubori wakola revival.
It should make revival.
We know kubanga wasoka no funa revival yenda gane
mbi. Must go to revival of the Old Testament first.
No tegere byate byanongo simbi ali bichami munda gane
kadi. Those corrected which had faulted in the Old Testament.
No manye byate lezi wa munda gane
mbi. Not those corrected in the New Testament.
No na batere ero babisobeza batia.
They have faulted them how?
Leero byombiri lebye ebirino kole bwange enda gane kadi bwegamba.
Then as Old Testament says.
Ngane enda gane mpya bwe
ngamya. As the New Testament dies.
Yarongo sam kunsobi yesi.
Corrected is faults here.
Bichi byabasobeza.
What are these they faulted?
Tugendo kusingana emwe bya 10 nebiwe bwayo
find test and offerings
enda gane nkadenga ebirambika
Old Testament marks them
mu group sinye
in the four groups
bakabona
the priests
nabalevi
and the levites
kibinja kiliyao
it's a group there
ekunganiro
the synagogue
nebiyetago byali
needs in it
basi strangers
the strangers
bamulekwa ne bannamwa
orphans and the widows
nabiyetaga
naba
inogabanako
and they have to share
na bakuru abemirembe gino
this elders
babiri abo
they eat them alone.
Ejo chiba nacho chiletaga
revival. That too needeth revival.
Bwosingana.
If you find.
Bwa itango moyo mutukufu.
The one they call the Holy Spirit.
Bamuita muzimu mutukufu.
It's called the Holy Ghost.
Ejo nacho chiletaga revival.
That too needs revival.
Kubanga bamuitanga moyo
mutukufu. They called him the Holy Spirit.
Chia chiti afuko muzimu mutukufu.
How did come he become the demon which is holy, the Holy Ghost.
Chieta gari five chideyo ngabwe chali nokuba
Bible go out it is meant to be
kubata din nabbi ne wankuba domu
no prophet neither apostle who called him the Holy Ghost
weto biraba.
Don't you see that
ebintu bingi byetya kweta agisha
revival
era fe tusomera mu revival wakati
this started in this revival now.
Mwetu somera buli kye tusoma.
We are studying everything in it.
No labanga buli kimuntu kitereza
kidewe. Order it.
No gamba mama buli kyo nabe tubaye tukole elite bya
terera. Outside we are not meaningful.
Bwetu kwata kusala.
We handle prayer.
Nayo ni tujitereza
no gamba. We order it and you wonder.
Yeah.
My God.
Teri bitufi tubadde tukola.
No rightful things we have been doing.
Bila bwe bitowe bili bwe mutumbya mwabisobia.
Are you transgressed and faulted them?
Kakati sigenda kunyonyola kusinga
kwa. I will not explain before.
Kwa ngeche chigamu chigazinyo.
But that word is very broad.
ngonakola revival sokedwa okukimanya.
Make revival, you have to first know it.
Revival etegeeza ki?
The revival means what?
Bwoba nakola restoration.
If you make a restoration,
oyina okumanya kitegeeza
ki? You have to know what
it means. Kitegeeza
ki? And it means what?
Mubyawandikibwa.
In the scriptures.
So singa ensi bwennyonnyola.
Not as the world explains.
Naye nga Bible bwegamba.
As the Bible says.
Now we have
a question, who has ever made revival? Before I explain, ask yourself a question. Who ever made revival in this generation?
In this
broke money from us sitting
Kampala
and they made revival. They understand what? Not just abusing.
Mwe
an apostle.
He
told them, me do this.
Revival
means this, they have never gotten it. You have proof they made a revival before?
And
things were taken back how they are meant to be initially? You tell them someone, but friends.
Bishop.
Bishop. It's not an honor. It's a responsibility.
Bishop is
an honor if you see back there.
Inspector General.
Inspector General, you bow
his
to
Lord
him.
The bishop.
His Lordship, the bishop.
You bow to him.
The other has to be a bishop of the church.
And church,
not the building, but you.
Bishop, bishop
buildings, you wonder is mad to what extent? Now see, Bible says, 1 Timothy 3,
he
who desires to be a bishop,
he
desires the good gifts. But let him first be, and they are of one wife, or they are of one husband, and they
are
raised well in the children. So how would they watch over the church of Christ?
People
watch over their family. And they watch over the building, or they church the people. You find them and they have buckets on the heads.
Okay,
they call them hats. They appear like bus buckets. This world has things.
Bishop,
where you sleep and how you survive. But bishop, he doesn't know it. According to scriptures,
marks
what a bishop is to do. But do things. Praise Jesus, brethren. We thank the Lord who takes us back, revives us in things how they are. For we have been seeing them upside down. In that word revival, I've ever asked of my neighbor, this is a place she fellowships from, at Miracle. But he told me that word revival, he brought it in the form of power. Miracles are done. People get saved. The materials from the shrines are burnt. Most focused on power. That is how he told it to me. Where did he get it that it was written like that? Have you understood it?
Have
those ever handled and done revival? They are moving on to spoil things. Praise Jesus, brethren. Others took it like this. They took it in the human things. And they say that all of them, which you had lost, or those things you'd lost, for example, in your work, in your home, the marriage had failed,
And they said
that they are going to be revived again to you. And many times they use the scripture to say that what the locust ate, it will be restored. In that's what they used.
Yeah,
When you see revival in eatings, then you have a problem on the head.
For
man does not live with food, but every word from the mouth.
So
revival begins from the word of God.
There
is a man who makes a conference, he calls it Recover All. Dancing, stealing, hypocrisy, everything you are recovering back to yourself. Instead, he had recovered immorality and adultery, what it did to him. Praise the Lord, brethren. Name and voice, Mukisa Joseph Gift. Me, I testify of what Apostle has spoken of. If synagogues were doing revival, most of the things would have been changed. In places of Entebbe where I come from, they made us fast at times. They say we fast for a week. They say we are going to fast for 1 month.
Then
we are going to revive ourselves. But no matter you repeat fasting, the sin you've been committing is what you repeat the next time.
And times
moving wrongly with God, it's the same trend you remain in. Revival names are filled in Entebbe. If they preach the rightful words, perhaps Entebbe would have changed. But
balls
increasing there every day.
May
God bless you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. The word revival have introduced it, but it's an entire heading to study of. What they mean, the powerful revival.
The restoration,
nation Uganda spreading the world. After repentance of one brother of ours, the evangelist Benny Hinn, he spoke like this. I don't know whether you've gotten voices.
You
take off those lights that we see well.
So it's all about our brokenness, our old man. We call that the flesh.
That's in humbling. The old man, the body, humbles before God.
Mm-hmm.
Be broken, must be out of the way. And today, sadly, among a lot of circles, all you hear is how to build the flesh.
It's time to go back. See that you build your man, the inner man and the outwards.
Feel good message.
Feeling the good message.
It's all about feel good, do good, all that. Make money, all the rest of it. And I'm sorry to say that prosperity has gone a little crazy.
He said, the gospel is spread in the world, preaching prosperity,
crazy,
amazing evil things.
It
messed up the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm correcting my own theology
going back to correct his own theology. For he started things wrongly. Just started the gospel. All theologists are powered down.
We need to all know it. Because when I read the Bible now, I don't see the Bible in the same eyes I saw the Bible 20 years ago.
He says, he repeated, we read the Bible.
He speaks, has done them 20 years back.
He's done things differently.
You
look the Bible again, and he wonders where he had headed to 20 years back.
And Steve Strang from Charisma, whom we go back years, he was in my wedding. People don't even know that Charisma magazine began with my father-in-law.
He said
he has a father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Who began him the other gospel.
In
printed magazines, he wrote down what he had.
Charisma magazine started with Roy Harden, and I married his daughter. So Steve Strang was in my wedding. We go way back. And he's already asked me, said, are you ready to make it public? I said, well, not totally. Because I don't want to hurt my friends or my love who believe things I don't believe anymore.
He said, what is going to speak? His beloved wife and his friends
are
going to hate him because he has given up on the other thing of preaching prosperity gospel. Because he no more can do it, he feels pain over it.
And I will tell you now something that is going to shock you. I think it's an offense to the Lord. It's an offense to say, give $1,000.
He said it's a big offense to ask money from people for preaching the gospel to them and working miracles for them.
I think it's offense to the Holy Spirit to place a price on the gospel.
He said,
it's a great
offense.
As money preaching gospel in
the powerful man is coming.
And you
see, they held a he-goat. The one who was the leader of a whole.
You
know Uganda stands, and you full knowledge,
you
stand on that real truth. For now the work is manifest
that
on the rightful truth, the last final work. Now they held the we God and
choosing
giving up on the true gospel 20 years back. Now these ducks,
speak
one as you want. The chicks.
I'm done with it.
I'm done
with it. I'm done with it. You have to know indeed God called us.
Why
you had been I promise I will not give up on it no matter when.
Oh,
I knew it is the truth. The
angel
of heaven is revealed it. Move in the Bible.
I will never again ask you to give 1,000 or whatever amounts because I think the Holy Ghost is just fed up with it.
I've never asked money. The Holy Spirit is tired of it.
Are you, did you hear me?
Are you hearing? I've spoken that this one has people in the world.
We call them pastors. Tell them what is moving on.
Say,
feel sad of what I speak now? I think that hurts the gospel. Turning up the gospel. So I'm making this statement for the first time in my life, and frankly, I don't care what people think about me anymore.
He does it in his life to go speak the truth.
He doesn't care what people are to say of it. So I had a guy, well, I'll tell you who it was. Dan Willis. I love Dan with all my heart. I said, don't you dare preach that message again.
And
I say, if you dare call that person is spoken of again, that he preach what he has been preaching, he will not allow that preaching. Just a few days ago, I said, no, I'm not going to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. He doesn't want to be a part of it again. So when they invite me to telethons, I think they will not like me anymore. If they invite him this time again, you will preach different things.
This is
where he was in another video. And they reached to fall down on
him.
And they repented, crying. You first left that. Not downloaded the other. I'm not going to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. So when they invite me to telethons, I think they will not like me anymore.
You can invite him any place, like him,
of what he will speak to them again. Because if you look at the word of God, I don't want to get into it now.
Am I
shocking you?
Good.
You say, have I broken your hearts? Let's have a high five on this one. Let's rejoice of that. If I hear one more time, break the back of debt with $1,000, I'm going to rebuke them. He will chase them from himself. I think that's buying the gospel. That's buying the blessing.
Buying
the gospel and blessings. That's grieving the Holy Spirit.
It grieves
the Holy Spirit of that. Remember, he's the one who has been leading that in the entire world. That's about all I will say. If you are not giving because you love Jesus, don't bother giving.
If you don't
give again. That's why you ready to give because you love Jesus.
Until
you buy a blessing on things. I think giving has become such a gimmick. It's making me sick to my stomach.
He said,
making me sick. I get sick over it. I don't want those things. I'm tired of them. He's going to tell you the reason why he's tired of them.
And I've been sick for a while too. I just couldn't say it. And now the lid is off.
He said the lid has been on.
It's finished and over.
I've had it. You know why? I don't want to get to heaven and be rebuked.
You know why he gave up on that? That's the one go to heaven, they chase him by the red door there.
He knew
what preached is to make people get lost. 20 years.
He
is not going deeper in understanding.
And
let me tell you this. Don't you think what is
wrong?
They can call an minister there. You have to be careful of them.
Joyce,
some have trapped you for that.
See,
when God has endorsed it.
No, I think it's time we say it like it is. The gospel is not for sale.
It's time to say the gospel is not for sale.
And the blessings of God are not for sale, and miracles are not for sale.
The blessing of God not for sale. Even miracles not for sale. Remember this man. But we thank the Lord. The knowledge is small and everywhere.
And
every person hearkens and hear that there is something coming. We will never change. It's a problem to them.
And prosperity is not for sale.
Prosperity is not for sale.
Like
money will pray blessings and riches.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. When we finished those, they called him to Nigeria. As he was there, he said, greatest revival is coming from Uganda. He seemeth to sense it. After repenting, God showed him where truth is supposed to come from.
Those assemblies
have come to sit. You are still there. When they will hear, quick.
But Nicodemus,
some
Pharisees,
they will change.
Told
us the one who perverted him.
He
was his father-in-law.
I tell you, I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in Uganda.
You know, we get to be here.
Most
of this is a double portion of anointing. You replay it.
I tell you, I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in Uganda.
Move on.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in 2022.
You have been in
it, think you are right in joy. But he has said,
2022. It will have spread the world. But remember, television has to be on.
This
year winding up.
Radio.
The radios.
Focus of God TV and radios.
Focus television and radios. What they speak of is truthful.
Uganda in 2022, exactly 3 years from today, a mighty, mighty Holy Ghost revival restoration will come to the nation of Uganda.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. He has said,
kwegamba omoyo mutukuvu mumanya amanji ne revive ya amanji nokudizibwa obujja
great restoration
kwa kuva mu Uganda
is to come from Uganda
biri abiri tujja kuba kimaze okutambula
it will have begun
mukama abawo mukisa
may God bless you
namuroza ku kigambo ekyo.